A former acting chief executive officer of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, Dr. Amos Ofuriqua, who was in office at the time the drill ship was sold, has confirmed to the Judgment Debt Commission that he gave the former Deputy Minister of Energy, K.T. Hammond, the power of attorney to sell the ship. According to him, he was invited to the Attorney General's department and informed that a deal had been brokered with Societe Generale. So the power of attorney was prepared for him to sign, which he did. We bring you Ernesto Bingenim's report.
The former acting chief executive officer of GNPC, Dr. Amos Ofuriqua, who flew from his base in the UK to give evidence, said he acted as the CEO from March 2001 to March 2002. He said at the time the ship was sold, there was no board in place, describing it as an unusual situation. This is because the act that set up GNPC states that it is only the board that can take a decision to dispose of any of the assets. Dr. Ofuriqua explained that since there was no board in place, the Ministry of Energy had oversight responsibility of the corporation. The lead counsel for the commission, Kofi Sokpo, asked him whether he was aware that a committee set up by GNPC in January 2001 to evaluate its marine asset recommended that the ship should not be sold because it is profitable. He said he was aware. Briefing the commission further, he said when he inquired about the transaction after K.T. Hammond had returned from London, Mr. Hammond jokingly said he was sent by the president and not him, Dr. Ofuriqua. So after a while, he wrote officially for information on the sale of the ship.
I asked him what had happened. I'm partly in jest. He said, you didn't send me anywhere. I was sent by the president. And so I have reported to the president. So after a while, I decided to write officially because it was a GNPC vessel, and there were in-depth debts all around it, so we wanted to make sure that those debts had been settled. And so I wrote officially in July, I remember, around July, and eventually, it was somewhere in October that the minister wrote back to say that, yes, the rig was sold for $24 million. The indebtedness was $19.5 million, and there was some legal fees and other minor, in fact, there were expatriate employees and Ghanaian employees on the vessel. They were all paid. And so altogether, that came to $1 million. And the remaining $3.5 million was paid into state chest through the Ministry of Finance, Accountant General's Department, up to Bank of Ghana. That's what that is.
That was what the legislature
said. The Commissioner, Justice Yao Apeu, said the executive could have restructured GNPC instead of interfering in the corporation's affairs leading to the sale of the ship.
The executive directly interfered in the affairs of GNPC. This is what I'm trying to drive at. If the executive had directed GNPC, that GNPC is okay, the management is bad, I'm appointed a new manager. This is a new board in place. Now, restructure your place, sell some of the assets you think are bad, so that we can run the company. Couldn't you have done that?
The head of legal and prosecution at the police headquarters, Superintendent Francis Barr, also appeared before the commission and tendered in document in respect of a greater case.
Ernesto Bingenim's report.